From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. All I can say about this week's show is ruido, distorsión, metal, rock and roll.
We're going to take you to Latin America. We're going to take you to Spain, a lot of Spain this week. But bottom line, it's loud, it's distorted, it's very crunchy.
So hide your abuelita. This is Alt Latino. Going to be a lot of air drum and air guitar playing in the show.
That was fun to listen to because of the plodding rhythm, but then those supersonic guitar things at the top, like try to play it off each other. Who are these guys?
This is Treli, Feli, Repi, Muitas Garotas. It's a pretty straightforward point. Muitas Garotas, un monte de las. Many women, mountains of women. He knows what he wants.
Well, you know, he's a musician locked up in his studio, so it's probably wishful thinking. No offense, dude.
Treli Feli Repi is one guy, actually. So I was really interested, like, how does one dude, Leon Meida, produce this sound? What he does is he comes up with the song, and first he does the guitar part. And he plays around with that, you know, adds whatever he needs on guitar. Then he adds the drum part. And then the vocals.
It's usually just the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what, you add the drum part first or the vocals?
Sure, because you have a rhythm section first and then the guitar part.
Well,
after. That's interesting.
Well, you know what? You can do that when you do your own band.
You can do what you want.
Next up, I brought a band from Mexico that is very psychedelic. They actually remind me of a group from the mid-90s, Space Hog. Check it out. This is the song Ragatron, and the band is called Bam Bam. Has a Muppets vibe.
I like the psychedelic vibe. It's the psychedelic groove with a hook on that short little chorus that they have.
It's from their sophomore album, Futura Via. And it's very, like I said, it's very futuristic. The themes are very sci-fi, intergalactic, Mexicans in space. And I just love their lyrics. The lyrics say, come with me to travel through outer space. I will be your guide.
Okay, you mentioned in the introduction a band called Space Hog.
Space Hog was a band, our producer Mike probably knows more about this because he's really into like mid-90s music, but it was a band in the mid-90s that also had like a very cosmic sound with a lot of distortion and also kind of like that sexy falsetto and sideburns.
Huh.
But they were in the mid-90s when I was like a preteen. And I remember hearing them and just thinking, man, that's a sexy falsetto.
Okay, we're going to go from psychedelic sexy falsettos to dense, danceable, funk punk, La Vida Bohème.
Okay, I need you to tell me what part of this is danceable. What kind? Can you invite me to your next dance party?
Well,
I'm just imagining you dressed in leather with like enormous black platforms, opening the door to your suburban home and saying, "Welcome to my dance party."
How did you see that? This band is from Venezuela. This was released in Venezuela last year, and it's just now out in the United States. The album's called Nuestra. The band is called La Vida Bohème, and they're described as a dance punk band. Later on in the song, you can hear it pick up a little bit.
And Felix, I'm just teasing you. I actually love this band. This song is very industrial, like Nine Inch Nails.
I like all the feedback and distortion stuff at the beginning, and it reminds me of a couple of things. There was a great album by the jazz guitarist Pat Metheny, and he just did this album of noise with the second guitarist. And then that's what the Grateful Dead used to do before they got all the MIDI technology. They have a part of their show called Space, and they would just do feedback and stuff. And I've always been fascinated by, since I'm not an electric guitarist, the feedback and the noise that you can create from the guitar in an amp.
We spoke about this band after the Latin Alternative Music Conference. They were there, and it was like this energy. I believe they are one of the best live acts in Latin rock that I have seen. It's insane. No muerde, no calla, sin sangre. you have another more heavy metal band that you picked today. You actually picked a lot of heavy metal.
My kids listen to everything. Joaquin and Alessandro, they're soaking everything up. And one of the things they're listening to a lot, in addition to, you know, classic soul, is heavy metal. We've got the satellite radio tuned to the Boneyard quite often, you know? They're just rocking out in the car to Metallica. This is a band I found called Black Tide.
I really need a little time to breathe, so slow down, don't rush. It's really not as simple as you think. Don't rush something like this. Let's take it easy.
This is unlike anything I've brought to the show probably so far. You know, the CD was sent to me and I put it on. I was listening to it. Like I said, we're listening to a lot of metal, so I was already in that frame of mind, revisiting my junior high school Black Sabbath days. And then these guys just really knocked me out with some of the writing. This track in particular, if you listen underneath while they're singing the verse, they aren't playing any chords. They're playing this really intricate guitar, bass, unison thing underneath with the drummer doing some funky stuff. There are four guys. One guy's a Jewish guy, the other guy's from Puerto Rico, the other guy's from Dominican Republic, the other guy's Nicaraguan. Well, their parents are from there. They're from Miami. The oldest guy is 20 years old.
But do you know when they started the band?
They were teenagers.
11, preteens. Like,
the lead singer right now is 18 years old. They are making some headway into that world. They were invited on the Warped Tour. They were invited to Ozfest. And the cool part was when they went on the Warped Tour, the lead singer's dad had to chaperone him because he was too young. Which is totally something my dad would do, right? You know, the whole Latino culture is like, hey, you can go, but I'm coming with you to make sure everything's cool. Maybe I haven't been listening to metal in a long time. Maybe a lot of people are doing this. I'm just really knocked out by these guys. Getting my inner metal out.
So, you know, I'm not really feeling it. This just, to me, sounds really formulaic. It's like something that I feel like I would hear on the top 40s rock station.
More pop.
I want to ask you, what do you feel makes this in the category of Latin alternative?
Well, it makes me think about how that form, that category is kind of loose and it slides. And what we do on the show, we include a lot of different things. I think the fact that these three young Latino guys are, along with their friend, are making this music, you know, they're just as bilingual and bicultural coming from Miami as anyone else that, that grew up in that experience. So metal's very popular throughout Latin America, as you know.
Oh, absolutely.
And in Spain, as we've heard. So for me, that puts these guys within the umbrella of what we consider Latin alternative.
Well, you must be in a really heavy metal mood.
This band put me in the mood and made me think back, like I said, to my junior high Black Sabbath days. For the classic jam of the week, I'm going back to the 80s with a band called Ángeles del Infierno.
Angels from Hell.
Deseo cada vez más.
I just never know which Felix is going to come to work. Is it going to be Techno Felix? Is it going to be
DJ Felix? Banda Felix?
Banda. Mariachi Felix.
I don't know. I just love all kinds of music. This is the band Angeles del Infierno.
Devil's Angels.
Devil's Angels. This is from their album from 1984, Pacto con el Diablo.
Pact with the Devil.
Maldita sea tu nombre.
Goddamn be your name.
Yes.
Cursed be your name.
It's a classic example of that whole genre, the falsetto, the heavy metal stuff underneath, really crunchy guitar work, the driving drums. You know, these drummers and these bands are worth their weight in gold because they keep that pulse going, you know?
Man, this reminds me of the Argentine band Rata Blanca.
You know,
have you heard them? Like that falsetto?
Well, that's the genre. That's the style. When you listen to all these other bands, you know, the bands of either from Australia, United States, or England, you know, that singing falsetto, it's prized.
What is it about a man who can sing in such a high-pitched voice that is so masculine?
You know, when you see videos on television or on YouTube and you see these concerts, they're almost all guys out in the audience. You know, it's a very it's a very male driven man. It brings something out, you know.
I know a lot of Latinas who are way into heavy metal.
In the early 90s, I was selling CDs and cassettes through a mail order pre-internet. We couldn't keep this band, Angeles del Infierno, we couldn't keep them on the shelves because they were heavy metal, this really música pesada was just so popular. And anywhere we went, you know, we did shows, they had black t-shirts, they had the hair. And this band, like I said, was so popular. And you listen to it, you know, you put them in English, they could be from anywhere.
This is Basque. My great-great-grandmother was Basque.
Really?
Yes, from the same town as this band.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That's
and,
awesome.
So they came right before this movement called Rock Radical Vasco, or Radical Basque Rock, which was in the mid-80s, and it took a lot from Ramones, or The Clash, Sex Pistols, and very anti-establishment. Initially, they started singing in Castilian, which is what you and I speak, but then they also started singing in euskera, in the Basque language.
Yeah. And which has a lot of consonants, and it's kind of made for heavy metal.
But my grandmother used to tell a story about how, speaking of pacts with the devil, that her grandmother had told her that the devil came down to earth and he learned every single language so he could trick all human beings, but he couldn't learn Basque.
I love that story.
So the devil can't get the Basques. We should do a Latin metal show.
I wonder
what our listeners think about that.
I think we
Who
should
Who would
do
you
it.
Want as a guest DJ? That's a question for the listeners. Well, let's keep it in Spain. Spain is in the house today. Let's listen to a band called Dolores. And this is the song Cortafuegos. And this is one for the air drums, okay?
On this show, we have it turned up to 11. Okay. Lots of distortion, lots of loud music.
And just, do you hear the drums?
Yeah, this is great.
This is awesome. You know, this is the type of music you want to come down wearing a unitard.
Music and fashion to you are like intermingled.
This is Dolores, and this is the song Cortafuegos, or Fire Cutter. I gotta warn you, Felix, the music video contains violence against instruments and vinyl records.
Oh, forget about it.
It shows them scratching vinyl records with a scissor, and it's very uncomfortable, and it shows them sawing an electric guitar. So this is from Madrid, and it's a quartet: Teresa Cobo, Juan Rodriguez, Pablo Costa, and Taiche Guillem. And I don't know, it's just a very dark sound. The lyrics are saying, "Me guío por tu voz, no por mis ojos. I guide myself by your voice, not by my eyes." Which makes sense, because in the video she has really long bangs. So she can't. And I want to end the show with a man who, Felix, he puts your facial hair to shame.
Maldito.
This is Bigot, and this is his song, Cannibal Dinner.
All in the street, up to day and clerical dress. With a fearful liar's fixture on the ground. No warm place today at the car's so futurist garden. Little big prints demolished, but you're wrong. Carnival, carnival, seems you are a carnival, carnival.
Boy, we sort of took a turn to get to the end of this show, because it's...
more pop.
You know, it's like techno pop without the techno. That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, this is Bigot. He's from Spain, from Zaragoza. And this is a Cannibal Dinner. It's from his upcoming album, The Original Soundtrack. That's the name of the album.
Cute.
Which comes out October 25th. And... He's quite a character, very eccentric, lots of facial hair.
I saw the video. That's a fake mustache.
No, it is not.
That's fake. Can't be.
Oh, guys are always saying
that. No. Like, it's so...
It's, do you, when you see a man with facial hair, do you compare yourself to him?
No. When you look at the video, it just looked... And he looked like the guy, the little guy in the Monopoly game.
No, that's his hair.
Impressive. On that note, I think I should remind our listeners that you can hear all these songs on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and El Twitter.
Special thanks to Mike Katzeff and Jessica Goldstein. My name's Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Karst. I'm Jasmine Karst.
This has been Alt Latino.
Take the night.